Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Fair Board Vice President Kendall Kipp about the Guthrie County Fair taking place this Thursday through Monday in Guthrie Center. This is part one of a two-part interview. For this year's Guthrie County Fair, the fair kind of continuously has a lot of projects, building and otherwise. What would you say are some physical changes that people will see at the fair this year?
Well, the fair has built two new buildings in the summer of 19 here. One is a new Lions Club Legion building combination, and the other is a new Art and Ag Hall. With that, the old Art and Ag Hall has been taken down, and another project that we've taken on is the total restoration of our two restrooms. They were totally remodeled.
Where are those restrooms located exactly?
One is at the south end of the animal barns, and the other is about in the very middle of the campground.
And those projects, like the showers, what made those possible? Was it a lot of fundraising from the Fair Foundation?
Well, we've been setting aside part of our camping income money for 3 or 4 years now, planning on making this project happen. So this was the year we thought we had accumulated enough money that we pulled the trigger and got it done. And so far, we've heard good comments.
And so what would you say are some new events for the fair this year?
Well, the new events in the new Art and Ag Hall, they're going to have some educational workshops, I guess you call it, with T-shirt quilt making, some loom weaving demonstrations, I guess, odds and ends like that. Another thing we're all looking forward to is we're having a dog trial where they bring in herding dogs and work with the cattle. And that's going to be in the horse arena on most of the day Saturday, the way I understand. Another new event that we're doing this year that we've never done is tractor and truck pull in the grandstand. We've never had the bigger tractors and multiple trucks in our grandstand, at least not for a long time. So we're trying that this year.
Any reason as to why it's been a while since you guys have done that kind of show?
We've been varying our different activities in our amphitheater for years, trying to find out what works and what doesn't. And we've had a lot of music events over the years that aren't very well attended and just thought we'd try something different. The truck and tractor pull thing came about, and we explored it, and we're going to try it this year, see how it goes.
The herd dog trials, where are those dogs coming from?
Well, I think it's southwest Iowa somewhere, if I remember right. This guy's organizing this and bringing dogs, and then he has traveling people travel with him or competitors that come along and try their dogs. But I guess you can also bring in somebody local has a dog, I guess they can bring that in and try it, or he can maybe help, you know, teach and get the dog to learn some tricks and how to do it.
And will they actually be herding cattle during the show?
That's my understanding. We're bringing in 50, 60 head of calves, and the dogs will be working those calves. I don't know what that means as far as working them. I think they let them out in the ring, and then the dog has to bring three of them or five of them or whatever around and put them in a pen, and I don't know what else. I've never seen it myself, so I'm looking forward to it.
And the educational workshops you mentioned, is this the first year that workshops are being held at the fair?
They are in the Art and Ag Hall. I know this is the first year they're trying that. As far as like the 4-H, maybe FFA kids working together doing an archery thing, they've done that a year or two where they try to help teach you how to shoot bow and arrow and that kind of thing. I know they've worked with that before.
Would you kind of credit the new and larger space kind of a reason to host these workshops?
Oh, yeah. They got more room and a new facility, and they're in a new area with a lot more traffic, we're hoping, because they're more inside the thick of things and the travel part of the why as you walk around the fair. And with the new buildings, we're just hoping to get more activity in them and more people seeing the projects inside and taking part.
Probably a big event for the fair is the parade. What is the theme for this year's parade?
We are on the move, and move is spelled M-O-O-O-V-E, kind of like cow move.
The entries and floats, are they encouraged to use sort of cow imagery in their decorations, or how is that explained?
Yeah, absolutely. Just anything to show that we're building and working and moving forward, and that's the idea of this theme, to show that we've come a long ways and we still got a ways to go, and we're pushing forward, moving forward.
And where is the parade route?
The parade lineup starts on School Street on Highway 20, off of Highway 25 on the southeast corner of town, and then it comes onto Highway 25 off of School Street. It goes north, 3 blocks, I believe it is, to the intersection of 25 and Highway 44, and then it turns west on Highway 44 and goes right down Main Street through Guthrie Center for about 5 blocks to the fire station.
And what would you say are some notable or fan-favorite participants for the parade?
Of course, you got your Legion and retired military personnel. We try to honor them as they go through the parade. They'll be riding on a float. There's some 4-H exhibits and floats go through the parade, and a lot of businesses, and basically, I guess, followed up at the end by the fair board on our trolley. And I guess that would probably, in my opinion, be the most notable participants. All those I mentioned, but followed up at the end with the fair board, because those guys deserve the credit for what happens at the fair and making it happen.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Fair Board Vice President Kendall Kemp about the Guthrie County Fair taking place this Thursday through Monday in Guthrie Center. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.